KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
There's still no sign of a pilot of a light aircraft that crashed in the ocean at Durban's North Beach. They had been performing a final aerial display at the end of an international aviation summit in Durban when the plane spiraled downwards, splashing into the water with parts breaking off on impact. Newswatch's Qinokuhle Malinga reports from the scene.
Search and rescue teams are combing the ocean at Durban's Pirate Beach to locate the wreckage of a light aircraft that crashed earlier today. Divers have been deployed and some skipper boats have returned to shore with pieces of the plane marked in white, blue and red. It's alleged the pilot experienced difficulties during his final display at an air show when the aircraft spiraled out of control and plunged into the sea. The event was hosted by the South African Civil Aviation Authority, which held a summit in Durban this week. A larger rescue vessel has now joined the operation as the search for the pilot continues. KZN Transport MEC Sboniso Duma is at the scene.
The search and rescue team is still in water. They are doing everything as smoothly possible for them. 911 has been here. SAPS pilot are also here with their pilot. It means that we are doing everything we could do. Even the team from the DOT is just managing everything that's going to be done properly.
The search continues. Qinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch, Durban's Pirate Beach.
Meanwhile, Battery Beach has been closed to the public. eThekwini Municipality says rescue teams are on site as they continue with efforts to search for that missing pilot. So the city has urged members of the public to stay away from the area. Duduzile Zuma Sambutla says she's looking forward to having her day in court. The MK Party MP earlier appeared in the Durban High Court where the 2021 unrest case against her was declared trial ready. It will be heard in November. Zuma Sambutla is facing charges of inciting terrorism and public violence linked to the July riots that happened in 2021 and left over 300 people dead. Social media posts said to have been inflammatory were made from her Twitter account at the time. Speaking to reporters at court, she said she believes the charges are politically motivated.
I'm obviously in high spirits and looking forward to November.
She also commented on the T-shirt she wore to court today, which had "Modern Day Terrorist" written on it.
Well, the state gave me the charges. I'm just wearing it proudly on my chest.
And Italian rescue vessels have resumed a search for migrants missing at sea. Two crowded boats sank off the island of Lampedusa with 27 people confirmed dead. 60 survivors were brought to shore yesterday. The Red Cross says two were taken by helicopter to Sicily for treatment. Most of the migrants are from Somalia and a few are Egyptians. Durban 24 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 27, Richards Bay 28.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Honor Slot understands how difficult it's going to be to go back-to-back in the Premier League this season. The Proteas eager to claim a T20 series victory in Australia. And Rory McIlroy feels a playing captain is not sustainable in the Ryder Cup.